John blinked, feeling a surge of power in the air. He stood on the island of Patmos, the sun beating down on him. His heart raced as he realized he was about to witness something extraordinary. "I was in the spirit," John muttered to himself, trying to make sense of the experience. Suddenly, a voice boomed behind him like a trumpet, commanding him to write down what he saw and send it to the seven churches. Heart pounding, John turned slowly to face the voice. Before him stood seven golden lampstands, casting a warm glow. Among them stood a figure like a son of man, radiant and powerful. The figure wore a long robe with a golden sash and had hair as white as snow. His eyes blazed like fire and his feet shone like bronze. John felt a mixture of awe and fear at the sight before him. In the figure's hand were seven stars, and a sharp sword emerged from his mouth. His face radiated with a brilliance that was almost blinding. John fell to his knees, overwhelmed by the presence of this divine being. "Do not be afraid," the figure spoke, his voice like rushing waters. "I am the first and the last, the living one." John listened intently as the figure revealed his identity and purpose. He felt a sense of peace wash over him as he heard the words spoken with authority and grace. "Write down what you have seen," the figure instructed, "and what is to come." John nodded, his hand trembling as he prepared to document this extraordinary encounter. The figure's words echoed in his mind as he tried to process the profound significance of what he had just witnessed. The focus of Revelation is Christ the Deliverer, and Christ tells the story to John. As Christ continued to reveal the visions to John, the air crackled with energy. John's pen raced across the parchment, capturing every detail of the divine message. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end," Christ declared, his voice resonating with power. "Write what you see and send it to my servants." John gazed in awe at the scenes unfolding before him. He saw seven golden lampstands representing the seven churches, each holding a vital significance in the grand design of things. "The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches," Christ explained, his eyes full of compassion and authority. "And I hold them in my hand, guiding and protecting them." As John absorbed these revelations, he felt a sense of purpose wash over him. He understood that these messages were not just for him, but for the churches and believers who would come after him. "The time is near," Christ proclaimed, his words echoing with a sense of urgency. "Repent and return to me, for I stand at the door and knock." John's heart swelled with emotion as he realized the gravity of Christ's message. He knew that these words carried weight and importance beyond measure. "I am the root and offspring of David," Christ declared, his presence filling the space around them. "I am the bright morning star shining in the darkness." John's hand trembled as he continued to write, each word etching itself into his memory. He knew that these revelations would shape the future of the churches and believers who followed in his footsteps. God knew people would not believe in him, so God has a plan for all creation to go through a judgment, which will wash all earthly desires from their minds. The Lord's devastation of the earth. See, the Lord is going to lay waste the earth and devastate it. He will ruin its face and scatter its inhabitants. It will be the same, for priest as for people, for the master as for his servant, for the mistress as for her servant, for seller as for buyer, for borrower as for lender, for debtor as for creditor. The earth will be completely laid waste and totally plundered. The Lord has spoken this word. In the wake of the divine message, a sense of foreboding settled over John. He felt the weight of the Lord's words pressing down on him, a heavy burden of prophecy and warning. As John contemplated the devastation to come, a vision unfolded before his eyes. He saw the earth laid waste, its once thriving cities reduced to rubble and ruin. The Lord's hand moved with swift and terrible purpose, bringing destruction upon all who dwelled upon the land. The earth trembled beneath the Lord's wrath, its very foundations shaken by the power of his judgment. John saw people of all walks of life, from priests to servants, masters to mistresses, all brought low by the hand of God. There was no distinction in the Lord's devastation. All were equal in his eyes, all subject to his righteous anger. The earth was stripped bare, its riches plundered, its inhabitants scattered like dust in the wind. As John beheld the scene unfolding before him, a sense of awe and dread gripped his heart. He knew that these visions were not just symbols, but a stark reality that would come to pass. The Lord's words echoed in John's mind, a solemn declaration of what was to come. The earth would be completely laid waste, its once proud civilizations brought low by the hand of their creator. With trembling hands, John continued to write, his pen scratching across the parchment as he captured the enormity of the Lord's judgment. The weight of his task bore down on him as he sought to faithfully record the unfolding prophecy. "The Lord has spoken this word," John wrote, his hand faltering slightly as he finished documenting the vision of devastation and ruin. The message was clear. None would escape the Lord's judgment, and all would be held accountable for their actions.